Welcome back to the seminar. I'll give you a moment to take your seats. While you do that, Kim will be handing out printouts of the slides for this session. We'll also make the slides available for download for those who prefer a digital version. So in this portion of the seminar, we'll be looking at strategies to stop the latest spam techniques. Like every company, we've seen a lot of spam over the past 20 years. It seems the problem is getting worse every year despite all the legislation, and it is coming from everywhere. For example, I'm not sure why, but we've been getting a lot of spam from Germany lately, up to 20 emails per day per account promoting, well, let's just say adult-oriented services every single day, nonstop, and we'd had enough. So the good thing is that the German language contains some unique characters not found in other languages, so this actually helped us understand the problem and develop a response very quickly. The regular filters and spam blocking techniques did not initially work. Suspect that the spammers had anticipated those moves and created their messages accordingly, so the spam kept pouring in. As a result, we had to refine our response, and so far the results have been 100% effective and can be used by anyone on Advances networks and clients' apps, as well as non-Advances software. So it's very useful. If you use standard email software like Mail on a Mac or Outlook, this will work for you as well. So, normally to stop adult-themed spam, you would simply define rules to stop emails containing certain graphic terms from being delivered. If the message contains the term, boom, it is deleted by the server or the app. Easy enough. So what we did is we translated a few keywords in German, updated the filter rules, and voila. Well, not exactly. The spam kept getting through. The text-based rules did not work, which was very strange. It turns out they were not enough because some messages were HTML messages, which meant that spelling a word using the Roman alphabet did not work all the time. We had to ensure that the corresponding HTML entity was also included in the filter rules, and I'll give you an example. I don't speak German, so I'll use the word voila as the term we want to use as a flag in the filters. So the rules must include both the Roman alphabet version as well as its HTML-based entity. So in this case, you would have voila, spelled Roman alphabet, and voila with the agrav HTML entity in the filters. And I'll put a link up so that you can find out all the different HTML entities corresponding to specific characters in the alphabet. But for the German spammers, that was not enough. And spam kept flooding in. As we looked at the source code, we noticed that for some messages, they were encoding the source code as base 64 code. So the result was perfectly displayed by the email applications. The filters could not stop the flags because they were encoded and did not appear as voila or the HTML version voila a grave. So in fact, this showed up as, I'll put up two examples on the screen, of the base 64 code version of the words. Okay, here it is. And for help on that, on how you can encode the terms you want to use as filters, you can type simply base 64 encode in your favorite search engines, and you'll access an online tool that allows you to do that. So you'll type in the word voila. It will give you its base 64 version, and voila, a grave, it will give you that version as well. So after updating each filter rules to include the base 64 code of the flags, we ended up with four flags for each term. So you have the Roman alphabet type, which is your initial starting point, voila. Then you move into the HTML version, which would be the voila, a grave. And then you encode voila Roman alphabet version into base 64, and that will be the third entry on the screen. And you engrave also its HTML version So you encode the base 64, the second line that you have on the screen, into and it becomes the fourth line. So you have all four terms that you include in the filters. You have to use all four versions. Sounds more complicated than it is, but that worked. It outsmarted spammers for now. So let me see if you have any questions about that. We'll try out a few examples now.
You mentioned the Roman alphabet. Will this work with other languages as well, like Asian languages, so on and so forth?
Okay, for those of you online, the question is, will this work for non-Roman languages? Yes, it will. You can take Japanese and Chinese words, encode them in base 64, and that will work as well. So it's quite universal in nature.